You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Steve Scheer, and we're going to turn next to Southeast Washington, where there's been concern for a long time about radioactive sludge that's stored in old tanks at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. Now the federal government's saying it will likely miss several more cleanup deadlines. There's also news about a prominent whistleblower being laid off by a Hanford government contractor, and our correspondent Anna King joins us now with more on that. Hi, Anna.
Good morning.
So what's the latest news on these delays in cleaning up Hanford?
So the latest news just came out a few days ago, and they said that several more key deadlines are going to be missed on this massive plant called the Waste Treatment Plant at Hanford that's under construction now. And this is a plant that's seen numerous delays. So even more delay or scheduled possible delay is concerning to many who watch the site.
Why can't they meet their deadlines?
So there has been just a number of factors that have kept this plant in delay. Whistleblowers have come forward, half a dozen whistleblowers. There's been critical federal investigations. There's been cost overruns. And there's also a question of whether the purchase of some of the elements of this plant have been certified or well enough researched so that they come up to nuclear standards. And so all of this is very concerning. Ernest Moniz has been personally involved, that's Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz, and also before him, Stephen Chu was personally involved. But they have been unable to bring this plant back into a track where it's going to come in on schedule, or at least that's where it looks right now.
It seems like just such familiar news coming out of Hanford. Delays, setbacks, delays. We're always hearing these kinds of stories. What are Washington State officials saying about it?
I just spoke with some officials from Washington State this morning, and they said, this waste treatment plant is supposed to be in schedule for 2019. They're going to hold more meetings. They're going to ask for more details and more information about this proposed framework or proposed plan to go forward that Secretary has brought up. But these details, it just keeps going in this cycle of we want more information, we don't get the more information, there's more delays. And so the state is understandably frustrated and disappointed, as to how they put it to me this morning.
Anna King telling us about some news out of Hanford. There's also this story about a whistleblower getting fired. He worked for actually a Hanford contractor. What's his story?
Yeah, that's a good question. This guy, his name is Walt Tamasitis. He's kind of a southern-born gentleman kind of guy, soft-spoken, highly intelligent. He was with the URS Corporation for 44 years. He's been a research and technology manager. He could get 6 months and a half month severance pay from URS, but he's required to sign a document releasing the company from any liability. That's according to him. But he currently has appeals pending on lawsuits against another contractor, Bechtel, his own company, URS, and the Department of Energy. So it's a kind of a tough spot to be in. He was originally, named as a whistleblower when he brought forth this litany of concerns about the waste treatment plant and how it's going. That's, again, a $12 billion factory that's being built in the middle of the desert out here that would treat radioactive waste stored in underground aging tanks. And we have 56 million gallons of that stuff out here that we need to turn into glass logs or something more stable so that it doesn't leak into the environment.
Anna, just a few 30 seconds left, but Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon and others have been criticizing the Secretary of Energy and others over this firing. What are they saying, and what do they want the DOE to do about it?
So Senator Wyden sent a letter yesterday to the head of the Department of Energy and pointed out that there's this chilling effect that happens when you fire people that have brought up concerns about this plant. Walt Tamasitis brought up concerns with how these large glass-making vessels would mix up the waste, and he's been under fire ever since. And it's just that, how does this termination help other people come forward with concerns they might be seeing on their part of the plant if they see this as a firing for that kind of work?
So saying whistleblowers can be good for the Hanford climate ultimately.
Yeah, and Secretary Moniz has come forward and said, we want whistleblowers to come forward, we want these problems to be raised, but yet they kind of turn the other way when companies fire or lay off people like Tamasitis. So it's kind of sending out mixed messages. At least that's the claim by Tamasitis.
All right, Anna King, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW.